health inequality worsens under Tory rule. June Angus, West London Socialist Party. Health inequalities, avoidable differences in healthcare and health outcomes between different demographics of people, continue to deepen after 13 years of failed Tory health policies. Stark disparities even exist between London boroughs. The average man living in Richmond will not develop his first major health problem, such as cancer or other serious illness, until age 70. In Barkingham and Genham, a much less affluent area, that age is 58. One-third of people in deprived areas suffer from long-term ill health, compared with 19% in more affluent communities. And the University of York found a shorter life expectancy for people living in the north of England, and more limitations on finding and maintaining employment for those with health problems. Black women are also 4 times more likely to be at risk from maternal death in the 6 weeks after giving birth. Rampant profiteering. These health inequalities come as an inevitable result of wealth inequality, exacerbated by over a decade of conservative austerity. The COVID pandemic served to highlight Tory incompetency, with privatized PPE and test and trace system, and rampant profiteering only worsening the crisis. But these failures are wider than just the pandemic. Tory health policies have failed to dent obesity and addiction rates. In fact, data now show that addiction rates have jumped, exacerbated by the cost of living crisis. Brutal NHS budget cuts mean there is little support available. When public health and welfare is pitted against profit in a capitalist economy, profit will always win. But what would a Starmer-led Labour government do? Wes Streeting, Labour's shadow health secretary, frequently promotes the disastrous ideas of NHS privatisation. What's the real solution? A health service, democratically controlled by its workers, unions, and patients to enact effective evidence-based health policies that serve public interest and not profit-making. An end to capitalism, the system that causes and exacerbates many health problems with poor working conditions and poor access to affordable nutritious food. And a socialist alternative to improve our quality of life.